Time for the Bob Almanac Wednesday, May 1st. Welcome to May, everybody. Happy May Day, the 121st day of the year. There are 244 days until the end of the year. We'll dedicate this to Sam May Day Malone. How about that, Neil?
I love it.
This date, 1922, Charlie Robertson of the Chicago White Sox. Speaking of great pitchers, Charlie Robertson of the White Sox pitched a perfect no-hit, no-run game against the Detroit Tigers. It would be the last perfect game until 46 years later. It took 46 years for them to have another perfect game. You know what happened? They juiced the ball up after World War One. You know that they
had to. The dead ball era went away.
Guys were leading the league with 18 home runs or whatever it was. And they go, we got this guy Babe Ruth. Let's allow him to hit a few more. And boy, did they ever. Right?
Right.
Yeah, so that was in 22. How about in 41?
No wonder fans that big D, little O means gold. Gold! Gold! With Cheerios!
Cheerios debuted on this date.
But watch where you're going.
In the 1970s, they called on Bullwinkle Moose to be their spokesperson.
Right.
And, of course, General Mills right here in Minneapolis. Cheerios born right here. And it's not the most exciting cereal, but still very popular. They have different flavors now.
Tasty.
Do you like your Honey Nut Cheerios, Neil? Are you up on all the different flavors of Cheerios these days?
No. No, I'm not. I like the chocolate ones.
1960.
On display in Moscow, the wreckage of pilot Francis Powers' U-2 reconnaissance plane. For Muscovites and foreign newsmen to see. As the Soviet launches its most belligerent anti-American propaganda barrage in recent years.
Nikita Khrushchev was not happy. Francis Gary Powers, his U-2 spy plane shot down over the Soviet Union on this date. Powers was taken prisoner. Of course, we had to negotiate for his release. The Tom Hanks movie. There's a Tom Hanks movie about that. It's very good if you want to see if you're into that kind of Cold War intrigue. You can check that out. But that was the state 1960. And they had, how would we react if we had a plane from another country that was spying over us? We probably would have not been happy like Nikita Khrushchev, wouldn't you think?
Right. That would have not been good.
They thought that those U-2 planes could fly high enough that they couldn't get reached, by a surface-to-air missile.
Right.
They were wrong.
They were dead wrong.
Yep. 1963 on this date.
We were standing there out of bottled oxygen in 50-mile-an-hour winds, 35 below zero. And what did we think of? The first thing we thought of was how to get down.
That is the voice of Jim Whittaker. Redmond, Washington became the first American to reach the top of Mount Everest.
Huh.
That was very significant. Foreigners had done it before. Sir Edmund Hillary did it, they thought. 1963, James Whittaker did it.
Very nice.
1967.
Heartthrob pop singer Elvis Presley is a real-life bridegroom at last. 8 years ago, when he was a soldier in Germany, he met Priscilla Beaulieu, daughter of a U.S. lieutenant colonel who was also serving out there. As she was then only 14, they had to wait a bit.
I never stopped Jerry Lee Lewis, though.
No.
This date in Elvis 67.
Did better decision
yes,
to wait.
Yes, good decision. Elvis and Priscilla married.
They made a nice couple.
In Las Vegas. That was in 67.
All aboard America. All aboard Amtrak.
There's something about a train. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Did you ever ride Amtrak? Have you ever been on Amtrak?
I have not.
I've never ridden Amtrak. I've taken the Great Alaskan Railroad from Anchorage to Mount McKinley, or Denali as it's called now.
Yeah.
But that's probably my longest train ride, and it's very scenic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going from point A to point B. They go relatively slowly so you can see some of the great sights.
I took the train up to Pikes Peak.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a couple-hour train ride.
And that goes up, 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 doesn't it?
Yeah, at about 14,000 feet.
So that was 1971.
Who was that? Was that Andy Williams?
That was Richie. That was famous singer Richie Havens.
Oh, the Richie Havens.
You know, the old soul singer.
Yeah, oh,
Richie
Richie
Havens that sang the Amtrak jingle back there in the 80s.
Okay.
I think that commercial is from the 80s.
Okay.
But Amtrak service began in 71.
Okay.
For John Madden, he needed a way to get around.
Right.
He didn't have his bus yet, so he needed to take a train. 1974, for one night, Nixon could just forget about H.R. Haldeman, Woodward and Bernstein, Deep Throat, John Ehrlichman, Checkers the Dog.
The whole group.
Because he had the Carpenters.
Coming over me. Wow.
If anything's going to take your mind off of that kind of stuff, it would be Richard and Karen Carpenter, don't you think?
Not a cloud.
They're performing at the White House. This is real White House audio of Karen Carpenter singing behind her drums.
Is there a better singer?
She's on the top of the world. I melt when I hear her voice.
She was one of the very best.
I could listen to Superstar forever. I could listen to their greatest hits forever. South 74 in 86.
It's a great day for us. We thank God we've arrived at the top of the world in good health and spirit. We are deeply indebted to the 49 Huskies and Canadian Eskimo Dogs who pulled us so long and hard to bring us here at the top of the world.
Somebody else on top of the world.
They're the real heroes of this journey.
This was the literal top of the world, the North Pole. Huh. Will Steger, of course, that was Ann Bancroft, who is also from Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Will Steger, Minnesota connection, they reached the North Pole on their world-famous expedition this day, 1986. It was later than cataloged in a wonderful one-hour special by Jason Davis from Channel 5. You know, he was the On the Road Again guy.
Yes.
Jason Davis. So that was in 86. Way to go, Will Steger and his expedition. Nice work. 1989, this was in the news.
He had on a disguise, and he kept adjusting his mustache in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you finally learned it was Michael Jackson, what was your reaction?
I felt like a fool.
Did he tell you he was Jackson and you didn't believe him?
No, he never said anything to me. It was actually at the with the security guard that was there. He was the one who said, "Why are you wearing a false mustache?" And he said, "I have to. I'm in disguise." He says, "I'm Michael Jackson."
There's Bill O'Reilly reporting on the hard-hitting news on this date. 1989, police in California to be called to a Zales jewelry store because they reported a suspicious person. That person was Michael Jackson, shopping for jewelry for Brooke Shields, of all people, in 1989. 1998, Aero Air, it's an airlines, Aero Air, fined $5 million for using spare parts that lacked federal approval.
Oh, boy.
From the U.S. and the FAA.
That could have come back to haunt them.
Some of those parts came from a Ford Mustang GT, maybe the same one that Jeff Foxworthy sang about in the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
So that was in 98. 99, this show debuted.
Here we see Bikini Bottom, teeming with life, home of one of my favorite creatures, SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes, of course he lives in a pineapple, you silly.
And of course his pants are square because he's a sponge.
Right.
So SpongeBob SquarePants, Neil, did you ever get into SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
It debuted on this state, Nickelodeon, 1999. 2004, San Francisco Giants outfielder Barry Bonds is a
cheater.
He set the Major League Baseball MLB record for being intentionally walked four times in a nine-inning game. That's how exciting is that for you as a hitter, being intentionally walked four times? How silly was that?
And now you won't even have to stand up there for the 16 pitches.
Right, yeah.
They just ship you down to first base.
Go to first. They did that again later on in the year, 2004. That was a record. And then 2011, this is the kind of news we were waiting to hear for a long time.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
It was almost 10 years after 9/11 that they got him. They got him.
Yeah,
President Barack Obama announcing it on this date, 2011. And in the news, 2016, just 3 years ago.
Look, this is really not only historic, but it's kind of like a giddy moment. That's Havana right there. We're pulling in to the port of Havana. As you noted, it's been more than 50 years since a U.S. cruise ship has done this.
A cruise ship did that on this date, 2016. It would have been great to have been on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
Just to sail on into Cuba, grab a few cigars, hand them out, because I don't smoke. I'd have to give them away. Are they still illegal here? Can you bring Cuban cigars in? Have we lifted that embargo?
I don't think so.
Do you know?
I don't think you can.
Okay. We're going to move on to birthdays now.
I know an old lady who swallowed a cat.
Imagine that. She swallowed a cat.
She swallowed a cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and tickled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed.
That's Judy Collins, by the way. Fly, but I don't know on the Muppet Show.
Fine folk singer.
Well, I guess I'll die.
She'll, of course, she'll send in the clowns. That's my Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins. That's my walk-up music when I step to the number one tee.
Right.
At the golf course, Send in the Clowns. Yeah. Judy Collins with a cameo by either Walford or Statler. One of those two. Yeah. The two old guys up in the balcony on the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Judy Collins is 90 today. We've got more music today. She was married to Kris Kristofferson for much of the 1970s, I believe. Maybe the 80s. Rita Coolidge.
Yes.
She's 74 today.
She's a better singer than Chris.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But Chris was a great interpreter of lyrics and music and song, though.
And a fine writer.
Could tell a story and a fine, fine writer. So Rita Coolidge, happy birthday. Dan Florek.
I'm proud of my time here. And I'm honored and grateful to have worked with the finest unit of detectives I've ever known.
He was Captain Cragen from Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. Happy birthday to him. He's 69.
I'm in love. With the other woman.
That's a good saxophone right there. Yeah, he did Ghostbusters. I've heard Ghostbusters 1,000 times.
Right.
Maybe 1,000 times alone on Halloween. Because there are like only 3 Halloween songs. You got Thriller, Ghostbusters, and then Monster Mash.
Sure.
That's it.
That's it.
Play him on a loop. But Ray Parker Jr., happy birthday to him. He's 65 today. Tim McGraw is 52. We know what he sounds like. How about Darius McGrary from Family Matters?
Did you get a ticket?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't my fault.
No buts, Edward. I warned you. Now hand over your license.
You're not going to even hear me. Failure to signal. I got a ticket once. Did you know the sidewalk isn't a passing lane?
He was the oldest son on Family Matters. Darius McGrary played Eddie Winslow, 43 today. If you're a fan of the 50 Shades of Grey and the darker shades and the all kinds of shades,
sure.
Jamie Dornan, who's in that movie, 37 today, and David Backus, who is from the Twin Cities, NHLer,
yeah.
From Spring Lake Park, went to Minnesota State Mankato, has been with the Blues, and is now with the Bruins in the playoffs. He's 35. He's getting to the age now where I think it's mandatory that he signs with the Wild.
Probably,
right?
Yeah,
Minnesota
it's time to
native.
Come home, yeah.
I mean, you got Cullen and Hendricks. We've done it with them, Mark Parrish.
Yeah.
You know, there comes a point when you come home, David Backus. Come home, David Backus.
I think
come
you
home.
Should. Yep.
So David Backus, happy birthday, 35. He's had a very nice career.
Gone, but not forgotten. She was Calamity Jane. Her real name was Martha Jane Canary Burke. And she was born on this day, 1852, the Frontiers Woman. There's not a lot of Frontiers Woman, but she was one of them. Great singer Kate Smith. Remember her?
God bless America.
Very majestic.
She could belt out a tune.
She could, and they used it in Philadelphia to great results. Kate Smith there, born on this day in 1907. Comedian Louis Nye was born on this day in 1913. And you remember the host of The Tonight Show, Jack Parr, one of, 4 or 5 hosts. Mm-hmm.
Came after Steve Allen.
Right. And before Johnny Carson, 1918. What about the game before there was Alex Trebek? There was Art Fleming.
And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning. Thank you, players. Thank you, Don Pardo.
Thank you,
my friend. Good morning. I hope it's a good one for you. Thank you.
Was he as smug as Trebek? I don't think so.
I don't think
Doesn't
so.
Seem like it.
I don't think so. Of course, you got Don Pardo there as the announcer. Pretty good stuff. Art Fleming was born on this day, 1924. You may remember the name Chuck Bednarik. Fine Football Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1925. And one more, ABC newscaster Max Robinson. He was the first black man to anchor a major network newscast. Did a fine job, born on this day, 1939. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff should be tarred and feathered.
I could search the whole world over until my life is through, but I know I'll never find another.
you.
They missed on Sonny James.
It's a long, long
and a long country music career.
You know, he had 16 number ones in a row, late 60s and 70s. Born in the state in 1928. You know what his formula of success, just like this song here, he would take a lot of pop and rock songs and then turn them into hits. I mean, he did it with Young Love. He did it with that one. He did it with a number of other songs as well. So why not?
Yeah, it
why
worked not? For him.
It turned out to be a pretty good formula. Yeah. And now, Neil, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
You know what else isn't forgotten?
Ultimate Summer Six Pack
Song
of the Day.
Ultimate Summer Six Pack Summer Song of the Day. Well, be caller six when you hear this song. It's the Wednesday song, and it's his birthday today. Tim McGraw, Something Like That. As easy as that. Listen for Tim McGraw between 1 and 3 today. When you hear it, be caller 6-763-450-0100. Box of No Name Stakes. Plus, get entered into the Friday drawing to win the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack tickets to the biggest music events throughout the summer. Plus, a $50 gift card to Cub. A lot of good things you can use that on. Thanks to Miller Chevrolet for being a part of this. Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon with Tim McGraw? All I Want Is a Life. Mm-hmm. Should we just stop there? Or can I give you Johnny Lee, Looking for Love? Or, this one might make it tough too, Rick Trevino, Running Out of Reasons to Run.
Well, they all are very, very good. But I think we should go with the birthday boy.
It's 52 today. Way to go, Tim. And I'll be live at the All Request Lunch Hour, live on location, Richfield Legion today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.